mental health. People regarded as mad have been a problem in society since the beginning of history. After the English Civil War, there was a return to the Greek idea of temperaments controlled by black bile, yellow bile, phlegm, and blood. If these fluids were out of balance, this caused madness. Imbalances were treated by purging, by making the person vomit, or by bleeding them, either by cutting them or using leeches. At the time, the mad were cared for by mad doctors in mad houses. Until the 19th century, such insane people were thought to have slipped from being human. They could be treated like domesticated animals. Towards the end of the century, Thomas Tuke used moral treatment, where the people were kept in humane conditions, allowing them to retain their sanity. This was very different from the treatment used at the time in lunatic asylums. Eventually, a new form of treatment of the mad, based on moral treatment, was used. In 1845, an Act of Parliament created places like the Worcester City and County Pauper Lunatic Asylum at Powick, 2 miles from the city of Worcester, to deal with poor mad people. It opened in 1852. Treatments of the insane here used a variety of medical treatments, particularly after the development of psychiatry in the later 19th century. This included various drug therapies, such as overdoses of insulin, specialist drugs to reduce mood swings were used from the 1940s onwards, and the use of electroconvulsive therapy, or ECT, continued. The Powick Mental Hospital closed in 1985, when the mentally ill moved back into the community. This case contains a notebook of patients' notes from Powick Asylum, a bloodletting kit, a phrenology bust. There are also various surgical instruments for cutting into the skull and operating on the brain. It contains the 10th death mask also. This mask is of a man who suffered from a genetic condition called microcephaly, which meant he was severely handicapped for life and probably had no idea that he had committed the crime he was hanged for, which was stealing sheep. Very sadly, he was executed before the insanity plea came into effect.